As Pakistan's informal economy swells to $140 billion, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif faces a choice between incentivizing people by offering lower taxes to encourage digital payments or imposing higher costs on cash transactions for government payments and utility bills. An expert committee on the cashless economy, made up of public and private sector representatives, recently submitted recommendations to the PM. Their approach centers around a carrot-and-stick policy. If the PM chooses incentives, he will have to lower sales tax and petroleum levies. But if he opts for penalties, people will pay more when making payments to the government or buying fuel and other utilities. Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb is set to announce the new budget on June 10. It will be clarified whether the government will focus on incentivizing digital payments or punishing cash use. Previous punishment policies targeting non-filers with higher taxes have failed to deliver results. It is up to the government whether to incentivize digital payments or punish cash users, said a committee member in background talks. The committee offered four key recommendations, presenting both options to the government. The first calls for mandating acceptance of digital payments by empowering district authorities to enforce the use of the RAST QR code, an instant payment method, at all retail outlets. Local authorities should ensure the presence of RAST QR codes and penalize merchants for inactivity. The committee expects that within a year, 1 million active RAST QR codes could be operational if enforced effectively. The solution lies with QR codes, not credit cards, said a committee member. There are only 2 million credit cards and 50,000 card readers, but Pakistan has 5 million retail outlets. Merchants charge 1.5% fees on credit card payments, but only 1% on RAST payments, the member added. The committee estimated that the informal economy makes up 35% of the economy, translating to $140 billion today. The government must choose to incentivize or punish, but past experience shows punishments don't work. One major recommendation is to reduce the sales tax on digital payments from 18% to 5%, along with a 3-year tax audit break for digital transactions. The committee also proposed eliminating customs duties on digital payment-related equipment. They believe these incentives could double digital transactions within 6 months. When the committee approached the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, about tax cuts, the FIBR said the International Monetary Fund, IMF, would oppose it. However, the IMF told the committee it had no objection and threw the ball back in FIBR's court. On the punishment side, the committee suggested making cash payments more expensive. They recommended imposing a surcharge on over-the-counter government payments, capping cash on delivery payments, and removing sales tax incentives on cash on delivery.